せーの、
Hello.
忘
れた。ようこそ旅人からポッドキャスト
へ。Welcome everybody to the 旅人語 podcast。
まだ Hello だよ。
オーケーナダ。
フライングしちゃってるよ。
はい。Our home native land。
はい。28カ国目。
28?
かな?はい。お疲れ様。
We have made it to my home country, Canada. はい。もう、ここまで来ましたよ。カナダまで。
いよいよですね。
いよいよですね。Yeah. We are here in Canada, everybody.
確かに聞いてる人はほとんどカナダの人かもしれん。
However, it was not easy to come here.
ていうかプラン変えてのカナダですからね。
So yeah, we've had some trouble and we've had to come to Canada.
Boo
なの。So we left off. We were in San Diego hanging out with some friends and my family, and it was a great time. Yeah. However, we had our flights booked to Cuba.
そうです。アメリカからキューバ行くためにフライトを取っていたし、ビザも取ってたよね。
Yeah, we even had our visas to go to Cuba. So the original plan was for us to go through Cuba to Toronto to Vancouver. Cuba was very, very high on our list of the places we wanted to go before we started the trip. And so we were looking forward to it. And we had to go after the US, right?
なぜか?あのキューバに先に行っちゃうとアメリカに入れなくなるから、あの国の関係でね、国交の関係で入れなくなるので、先にアメリカ行ってじゃあキューバ入ろうっていう話だったんだよね。
Yeah, so because there are several countries that are considered enemies of the U.S.And if you go to those countries, then you have to get a separate visa to enter the U.S. Yeah. Also, the U.S. has a tourist embargo with Cuba. And so we can't fly directly into Cuba, but we'll get into that anyways. That's why, we were in Guatemala or Belize. Actually, flights from Colombia are really cheap to Havana. And we were in Mexico and we could have gone to Cuba then.But we decided not to because we wanted to go to the U.S. because we didn't want to get another visa. So we left Cuba for after we went to the U.S. We had flights from Tijuana, which is just underneath San Diego, where we were staying, from Tijuana to Monterrey to Mexico City to Havana.
すっごい遠い。うわ、今わかんない。メキシコのティアワナ?
ティファナ。
ティファナからモントレから
メキシコシティ
からハバナキューバね。
Yeah.
Whew.
And then we were looking at before this flight we were looking at exit flights because you need an exit flight outside of to enter Cuba. You also need to apply for a tourist visa. You also need to apply for this other thing.
Insurance とかね。
Yeah, and then you gotta apply for insurance, travel insurance for the time that you're there. It's like a separate travel insurance than the one you already have. So there's a lot of things that you need to apply for and pay for before going to Cuba.
So, Cuba に入るには、いろいろ保険だの、ビザだの、買わなきゃいけないものがありまして、で、
So we had the flight, we had the visa, and then we were about to buy the exit visa, and I was looking at flight from Havana to Toronto.And I was just about to buy it, and I realized, I can't remember what I realized, but I didn't buy it.
あれだよ、アラスカエアラインで 本当に大丈夫なんだっけこれっていうのがなんか確認事項であったんだよね。
Right, so there, because there's a tourist embargo with the US, US citizens have to fall under 12, there's a 12 category thing where it's like, are you visiting family? Are you there for something? Are you there for something? And if you're not one of those things, then you can't fly to or from the US to Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to confirm if that applied to us not being Americans. And so I didn't buy that flight. I was one button away. But I didn't buy that flight. And thank God. Because from there we went to LA. And I happened to meet a friend by chance. We surprised him. He used to be a have his Canadian permanent residency, but it expired because he has been in the US for so long. And just at a conversation, I was like, hey, have you gone back to Canada or don't you ever go back? And he was like, no, I can't get back into Canada by flying because I have my permanent residency expired, and permanent people that have permanent residency can't apply for the ETA. ETA って何？
まあ、観光客が飛行機で飛ぶ時の、まあ、ビザみたいなもの。
Into Canada, ね。
うん。
So, yeah, not many Canadians or Americans know this, but foreign nationals that want to visit Canada, this is fairly recent, have to apply for this thing called the ETA. It's $6 online. $7 online. You get it instantly. It's for tourists or it's for visitors. However, according to my friend, people that have had permanent residency status cannot apply for that visa for that ETA because they get rejected because they're not technically visitors, which makes no sense because it's expired. And then I was like, wait a second.
完全に私じゃないですか。
Yeah, Teru's in the same situation. And so we wouldn't have been able, they wouldn't have let us on that flight that flies from Havana to Toronto. Or any flight.
To Canada.
So we said, well, what are our options? Number one, apply for some document that allows permanent residency people to be temporary visitors to Canada. However, そんな時間ねよ。
って言われちゃった。
We don't have time.
だよね、そんな時間かかることも。
Yep.
知らず、それ無理。もしくは PR を捨てるっていう手続きをする。
Yep, or we had to get Teru to file to give up her permanent residency status. Even though it's expired. Which makes no sense.
で、それも時間がかかるからリスクもあるし、良くないって言われた。
Yeah. So, there's too risky and it takes too much time and so that was out of the question. So how do we get into Canada?
っていうのは、まあ、ETA さえ通過すればいいので、ETA 問題。
Yeah.
で、実はアメリカか、まあ、もしくは他に陸続きでつながってるとこあるっけ？カナダ。
ない。
ないね。じゃあアメリカから陸で入れば ETA のチェックがないから行けるよって言われた。
Yeah, but we tried to apply for Teru's ETA anyways, because we...in the anticipation that it would get rejected, at least we know for sure that we wouldn't be able to fly. And it's only $7. So we tried applying, usually get an answer immediately. Or at the most, it takes 72 hours. Have you got a response?
Nope.
It's been over 2 weeks.
そうだね。20回以上経ってるよ。
Unbelievable. What are you doing, government of Canada? Seriously.
Reject してくれよ。
Yeah. Anyways...So the only other option was to cross a land border in order to get into Canada because they don't require an ETA if you cross a land border. It's only for flights. And so that left us with the option of, you know, if we're going to go to Toronto, either fly to Detroit or Buffalo or New York and take a bus or a train or whatever, or fly through Seattle to go to Vancouver and take a bus or train or ferry.ね、なのでもう陸から入るしかなかったと。However、まだ終わらないです。
なんだっけ？
If you go to Cuba、
we
can't get back into the US。
そうなんだよ。
So we can't do the land border thing.
Cuba 行っちゃうとね。
Yeah. Which is so stupid. So we were left with the decision to go to Cuba or to go to Canada. どっちにするって。
でもキューバじゃないやカナダを諦めるっていうのはまあね実家があってそこに自分の友達たちがいて、ありえなかった。
Yeah, so we decided to come to Canada.
はい。
Over Cuba. ということで、はい。Just really unnecessary bureaucratic BS at the end of our trip. You would think the easiest country that we could get to would be my home country.
本当だよ、本当だよ。
Out of the 27 other countries that we've been to, you'd think that the easiest one would be Canada. And it's just so complicated, unnecessarily complicated.
まあここまでの考えてたプロセスはもうめちゃくちゃ大変でコンプリケーテッドだけど、結局その膨大行ったら超簡単だったよね。
Yeah, so what we ended up doing was we flew from San Diego to Seattle, and then the train was a little bit expensive, plus it didn't work out with timing, so we took the metro to downtown to the stadium, and we took the Greyhound or Flixbus. It was about 4.5 hours to Pacific Central Station, and then we took the SkyTrain back to Richmond, where my parents lived, and no issues at the border, nothing.
私のパスポートなんか見てないよ、
yeah. ボーダーの人。And everything went smoothly. It was just a very long day, but we are here in Canada. All right, here to hang out. So those stories will go on our Instagram at tabi.lingual, and we'll continue with our podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Radio Talk.
はい、tabi.lingual でインスタグラムやってるので、そちらを見てみてください。会える人会いましょう。
Au revoir!